This call is being recorded by the meeting organizer. By staying on the call, you are giving your consent to being recorded.
Hello? Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today for our March AmeriCorps Program Director's bi-monthly call. Welcome to everyone on the call. I'm here in the room with Paula DeVos-Johnson, Jamie Clyburn, Audrey Kidwell, and our wonderful director, Kat Keene.
Hi, everyone! Yay, AmeriCorps!
As always, these calls are to provide you with any national service updates that we have from both our team here at Volunteer Florida, as well as in the world of national service across the nation with the Corporation and Community Service. These calls are recorded and are posted on the website for your future review, and if you have any staff that could not be here on the call today, they can review the recording. It'll be posted next week. We are excited about some things that are coming up. I know everyone has been busy, so we'll jump right on in. With our first Getting Things Done award of the quarter.
Yay! Well, hello, AmeriCorps family. We have so many fun things to share with you today. It has been a busy spring, and we're coming up on April. We're really excited about that. Some of you may be familiar with our Getting Things Done award through last year. We wanted to let you know that was continuing this year. And really, what we do at the National Service Team is recognize you in all of the ways that you are doing amazing things in your communities, particularly around the Volunteer Florida values. So we launched this last year and provided these Getting Things Done awards to each of programs associated with our values throughout the year. And those include service, leadership, collaboration, excellence, and innovation. So we're really excited to launch that again for 2015, and really just highlighting your amazing work. So we'll start with service. This value really is around the idea of cultivating national service and volunteering, serving your community. And we have a Getting Things Done awardee, Jamie.
Thank you, Kat. Yes, so for this bi-monthly, we would like to nominate a program that truly exemplifies the meaning of service. This South Florida program has been a leader of national service for over a decade and continues to serve the community on a greater scale each year. Currently, the program is serving 15 sites throughout their community. The AmeriCorps members are currently providing graduation coaching to over 900 at-risk youth high school students, tutoring over 130 at-risk children,
woo-hoo!
Providing employability skills training to over 600 adults, and providing job readiness training to persons with disabilities.
Who could it be?
So this month's winner is Audrey McDonough from Literacy AmeriCorps of Palm Beach County.
Thank you so much for your representation of the value of service. You will be getting a gift from little gift from Volunteer Florida in the mail in the very near future. Thanks for all you do, Audrey, and the AmeriCorps program of the Palm Beach Literacy Coalition. So next, let me chat with you guys about AmeriCorps Week. Boy, that came up quick. I don't know if you felt like that too, because we did some amazing things around MLK Day, and then there was AmeriCorps Week all of a sudden. You may recall that last year there was not an official AmeriCorps Week because we were celebrating the 20th anniversary of AmeriCorps. So the Corporation for National Community Service brought that back, which was something you all really took the ball and ran with across the state. We've gotten a lot of stories from you, though not all of you, as far as what was occurring for AmeriCorps Week. I'll share with you at the Volunteer Florida level, we had a new banner every day on social media detailing the impact. We, of course, provided you those resources, the social media banner, media release, and media advisory. We highlighted the Volunteer Florida team one Monday, which was really fun, and each day highlighted the impact of your work, from education to serving veterans to serving in economic opportunity and environmental stewardship across the board. So thank you for all that you've done, all of your service projects, and all of your member recognition. We noticed that a lot of you did some great member and alumni engagement. I just want to give a shout out to Branches that did some really amazing member recognition and alumni recognition, as well as their kind of campaign on social media. And Teach for America Jacksonville, they actually had a Twitter party event through a Storify account, which was really cool to see, showing that AmeriCorps pride throughout Duval. Great hashtag AmeriCorps Jax. So thanks for all of your involvement in AmeriCorps Week. If you haven't, please send us your pictures and your stories, because we want to know the activities in your area. So with that, I'd like to pass it to Anitra to talk about a very important April event.
Yay! So the Southern Regional Training and the AmeriCorps Program Directors meeting are right around the corner. We are at our almost our four-week mark before that meeting takes place.
And how many people are registered?
364 people registered.
Woo!
This incorporates the 10 states that are in our region. And you will be in attendance with all of the staff that do what you do in other states, in the other 10 states that are in our region. So we'll start it off with our AmeriCorps Program Directors meeting on that Monday, the 20th, and then the Southern Regional Training with the other 10 states will kick off on Tuesday. So I wanted to make sure to remind everybody, if you have not registered or reserved your hotel room, please be sure to do that now. All of you should have received registration and hotel reservation information from myself earlier this month. If you did not have it, please send me an email and I will follow up with you and send you those important links. Registration is set to close on the 27th. We will likely close it sooner now that we have reached over the 350 mark for registrants. So we want to make sure that you guys get in there and register if you have not done so already. If you have any problems or questions, feel free to send me an email and I'll be happy to assist you. This also goes for your financial staff. Financial staff is having a Volunteer Florida Finance meeting on Monday, April the 20th as well, and then they are required to go to a few of the financial TA trainings that the Corporation for National and Community Service will be hosting there at the conference. So they also received registration instructions from Janice earlier this week, so please make sure that they review those and get registered as soon as possible, as well as reserving their hotel room. There is a special block set aside for programs and finance staff, so be sure that you're using the booking code of 50063 when calling the Rosen Plaza where the conference is being held so that you may book your room. If you just tell them Volunteer Florida, they will tell you that the booking block is sold out. So be sure that you use the 50063 booking code when reserving your hotel room.
Anitra, you know that code by heart.
Yeah. Can you tell I've been getting a lot of calls? So just wanted to make sure you guys had those updates there. If, again, pick up the phone and call me or send me an email so that we can make sure that you're registered to go, as well as those wonderful programs who had Leader Corps members that were selected this year. They also have to register through that same registration website and also have to reserve their hotel room. I'll stop right there and make sure no one has any questions.
Well, this is Kat. I just want to add, you guys, we've never done this before. This is going to be so awesome. 10 states here in sunny Orlando. Picture this. Great service project happening. We're actually doing some phenomenal projects for at-risk youth in Orlando. We'll be serving together. We'll have great entertainment at our plenaries, including very impactful speakers. And you'll be with your colleagues in 10 other states. The audience is primarily AmeriCorps program staff and Senior Corps program staff. but also program staff that represents the entire National Service family. So that would be VISTA, NCCC, VGF, Social Innovation Fund. It's a fantastic convening. And the trainings that you'll receive, some of those are required CNCS trainings, and then many of them are not. So we've really worked hard to make sure each training block has a mixture. You are going to come away with a lot of knowledge. I want to highlight three things that you should also be aware of that we are incorporating in the regional training. So if you haven't heard of this, you should have got an email from me, but I want you to know three things. Service Spotlight, Photo Contest, and Champion of Service Award. We want to have your pictures that focus on that photo, that service photo, and get your submissions for Service Spotlight. So that communication went out last week, and basically it would be you or somebody representative of your program that would stand up and give that Service Spotlight at one of the plenaries. That's a kind of 3-minute Service Spotlight. We need it to be somebody that's already going to be there. So in other words, that's you, your staff, or members if they're local, or possibly with LeaderCorps. Your service photos, we will be doing slideshows throughout, and we'll give an award for the top three. And then finally, Volunteer Florida, through Florida Governor Rick Scott, will be recognizing 2 Champion of Service awards at the Southern Regional Training, one for AmeriCorps and one for SeniorCorps. And so that would be a person or an organization to receive that. And that communication has not gone out yet, but it will. So those are 3 different ways that you can share your story and your message with your 10 other states coming. So I just wanted to mention those 3 things. And also, I just want to say on behalf of our Volunteer Florida team, yay, Anitra.
Absolutely.
She's amazing and has really been the lead in putting together a really great training for you all. Any questions for us about that?
Okay, great. So we'll take that. Everybody on this call is registered and ready to go to Orlando in April. So now let's turn it over to Paula so she can tell us more about LeaderCorps.
What is LeaderCorps?
LeaderCorps is about the launch. That's what it is.
Woo!
Volunteer Florida is extremely excited about our LeaderCorps initiative. A big thank you to all of you who accepted the challenge. I promise it will be worth it. We have 22 members from across the state who will take part in 4 days of intensive training, team building and planning activities that will culminate in several projects that will take place across the state over the course of the summer. So thank you to the PDs that sent forward a representative to represent your group. We have a lot of fantastic training for your members. I promise they will be extremely exhausted by the time they get to you, but they would have had a lot of information that they can in turn share with your program. There are just a couple of reminders. As Anitra has mentioned, we really need to make sure that your members are also registered for the conference and they are also registered for their hotel room. That really needs to be done like now, today at the latest. We are only paying for hotel rooms for program directors that will bring their LeaderCorps members on Sunday. Now, that means that Volunteer Florida will pay for your conference rooms for the rest of the conference, but on Sunday, only those program directors that are bringing their members on that Sunday will be able to have us pay for their hotel stay that night. So if you're not bringing a member, we're not paying for your room Sunday. I want to be real clear about that. Be sure that you've spoken with your finance team to make sure that your members have either a Visa gift card, I don't know, whatever process you're going to use to ensure that they have money for the dinners. We will not provide any dinners for your members. The per diem rate is $19 for dinner, so please make sure that your members have access to resources so that they can feed themselves. If you all have questions about how that's going to be done, or how it needs to be done, please take a minute and give me a call or shoot me an email. That's 4 nights, people, 4 nights. And we've had a lot of questions about when the Leader Corps members will be finished with their final training. They will be set to leave when you are. So when the conference ends, the members will be ready to go. You will likely not see your members over that over the course of those 4 days, but you all need to coordinate where you will meet so that you can travel back together. And just one final reminder, you will get a massive email with a lot of reminders and some copies of the original information that I sent in the welcome email. I just want to make sure that everyone has everything they need in preparation for them to show up on Sunday. Registration will be held from 5 till 6:30. There'll be some more information about where that registration will be held for Leader Corps members only, so that they can gather their workshop materials. Now, do we have any questions out there? Okay, so since all of you all know exactly what is required of you, we're going to continue our theme of leadership, and I'd like to take the opportunity to formally introduce two of our newly recruited leader guides. The first is Jessica Leggett. Jessica Leggett, Program Director for the AmeriCorps ACES program funded through the Florida Department of Children and Family Services. And secondly, we have Ms. Heather Grains.
Yay, Heather!
I'm Program Director for the AmeriCorps Florida Conservation Corps funded through the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. We are pleased that these ladies have decided to join us in this leadership quest, and we look forward to seeing them in the fall at our new program directors meetings. These ladies, along with Audrey and Carolyn, are always available to help you all in terms of answering any questions about how to run a successful program, some of their process. They're also they are also available for mentorship opportunities. If you all want to go over there and take a day and spend some time with them to ask them questions and see what it is they do, those opportunities are available. So please take a moment and give these four ladies a call. Welcome to the family, Jessica and Heather. We are so proud that you've joined us in this. And if you all have any questions about the leadership quest or the leadership guide, please give me a call.
Thank you, Paula.
You're quite welcome, Anitra.
So let's see. In April, we have the Southern Regional Training. We have BGF going on. What else do we have going on in April?
The AmeriCorps Formula RFP!
What?
Okay, so who can tell me when your AmeriCorps application is due? Somebody on the call, when is it due?
April 9th. Thursday.
Thursday. That's right. Not Friday. We found out that Adrian's help desk is closed some Fridays. So we wanted to stay away from Friday. That's right, everybody. April 9th. So for those of you that are in a continuation year, you know, no big changes. Just make sure that you address the continuation changes prompt in the application, that you're updating your budget, your performance measures, that you're speaking to any challenges and ways that you've overcome those challenges as articulated in the NOFO. So no real new stuff there. Please do remember that to send in your support documents associated with that list in the RFP, the support documents to Volunteer Florida, as they apply to you. For those of you that are in a recompete year, this is important. This is the year that you want are really submitting a new application. So you want to spend a lot of time on it. Don't wait till the last minute. Write it out in a Word document so you can copy and paste. Know that the logic model is now an element of the e-grants application, so you don't submit it separately. Pay close attention to the performance measures and their definitions as you opt into them, because you are opting in to those definitions as well. And similarly with your budget and your support doc. For those of you that are program directors that do a lot for AmeriCorps at your organization, know that we don't think that reapplying as a recompete is a one-person job. So please, and make sure your team at your organization is engaged, that you aren't the only one working on this, because it really should be a team approach. There's a lot of components to it. But in summary, no new changes, nothing that's very significantly different. I would say pay special attention to your AmeriCorps service gear line item in your budget. You want to make sure that your AmeriCorps members, of course, are in gear, in service every day, and that you budget for that. Also, you'll see some kind of check marks that you'll opt into at the end of that e-grants application, and that includes things like signage, that AmeriCorps serves here signage will be at your service site locations, and a couple other check marks like that. But in summary, nothing huge that's new, and of course our team, we're available to support you throughout this time. If you're new to us and to AmeriCorps, if you're a new program director, just start early and let our team help you throughout the process. Our finance, of course, and your program manager would be your primary point of contact. All of the information is on the available grant section of our website, and the FAQ document is posted there as well from our technical assistance calls last week. Any questions about the RFP? Okay, y'all got it. Good to know. All right.
All right, so now we'll let's talk a little bit about the Volunteer Generation Fund, Audrey.
Well, hello, everyone. I just wanted to send a quick update that we have selected our 15 Volunteer Generation Fund grantees, and they are from all over the state in a lot of diverse and really cool programs using skills-based volunteers with their organization. And so if you're interested in finding out who they are, because I feel like a lot of them are very close to some of your AmeriCorps programs, you can check them out on our Volunteer Florida webpage under the grant portion. And they have a list of all of their names along with their website and where they're located, so you guys can easily find them.
Thank you, Audrey. We'll be training our VGF grantees next week. And these are really your nonprofits similar to yours that may be great partners for you for days of national service, for collaborative training, and other things. So if you have any questions or would like an email introduction, just let Audrey or myself know.
Mayor's Day.
Mayor's Day! Woohoo! Okay, can anyone guess how many mayors are signed up in Florida as of today? Just throw it out there.
60.
Close. Anyone else?
75.
I wish. Okay, pretty close. There are 59 mayors signed up today, so that is more than last year. So go AmeriCorps. Just a quick overview. Mayor's Day of Recognition for National Service is April 7th. We've led the nation in engaging mayors. We have many things that are happening, obviously, in April, but engaging your mayors and your elected officials is a great way for your community to know what is in their backyard. We have, many of you have already done this by engaging your mayors with a proclamation. Some of you are doing events at your city commission. I hear Clearwater, AmeriCorps Clearwater has a great event coming up, as well as AmeriCorps Tallahassee, Goodwill Good Works, and the Florida DEP Parks event. So we're really excited and thankful for you reaching out. I think that those of you that have done this before have seen the payoff in that when your mayors and elected officials know who you are and what you're doing, it only strengthens your story. So I will be sending a follow-up email, but there is a link where all of those mayors go to kind of sign up. You can see every mayor that's listed in Florida. There's 59 mayors. And there's also some information about counties and county elected officials. And finally, there is a toolkit online that includes a lot of opportunities and activities around Mayor's Day. For us at Volunteer Florida, we really work in partnership with the CNCS State Office in supporting Mayor's Day, and we thank you for the outreach you've already done for your elected officials. And if you have any questions or would like additional support, please let me or our External Affairs Director, Erin, know, and we'll work to support anything you want to have happen for that. So that's a Mayor's Day update.
Thanks, Kat. So we've thrown a lot of dates at you guys this call. So let me just do a quick recap of those dates. So first important date is registration deadline of March 27th and hotel reservation deadline of March 30th, keeping in mind that you might receive notification from us this week that registration will close early due to high participant numbers. The second deadline date that I want to make sure to highlight is the AmeriCorps Formula RFP deadline, which is April what again?
9th.
Yes. And then lastly, you have Mayor's Day Recognition of Service, which is April 7th, okay? So lastly, but definitely not least, we want to talk a little bit to you about the statewide evaluation that's coming up.
Thank you, Anitra. So the AmeriCorps statewide evaluation occurs every year in the spring. This is something that is a required budgetary item for you. So for those of you that are new or those of you that are familiar with this, just a quick reminder, in the spring, and that will probably be the next couple weeks, we will be asking you to confirm your three identified community partners. And a survey is sent from Florida State University to you and to three of your identified community partners that asks a series of questions around the value added of AmeriCorps. And that information is compiled by the FSU College of Social Work research team and then provided back to you in aggregate report form and one-page flyers at the end of the year. At a high level, some of the information that we get from these reports is the level of visibility that increases as a result of you, your program. We get information about your ability and your program partner's ability to attract new resources. And there's also some very interesting information about how you and those program partners share resources, including volunteers, fiscal, planning an event, et cetera. So that's going to happen probably in just the next few weeks. We spend a lot of time reaching out to you to say, hey, don't forget to do the survey. So my suggestion is the first time you get that survey, just complete it. And the second thing I want to say is that when you confirm your community partners, you know, you're going to say, yes, school district XYZ is my community partner and here's the person. Please make sure that you are identifying your true core primary partners, people that are experienced with AmeriCorps that know you and that know your program. We don't want to get emails saying, I don't know why I was signed up for this. I don't really know much about the AmeriCorps program. So just make sure you're identifying your key partners there. And then I also really want to recognize the Florida State University College of Social Work program and AmeriCorps Literacy of Palm Beach County, the Polk Education Foundation, CIS of Jacksonville, and the School District of Gadsden County are all working together on an impact evaluation of a sampling of our education-based AmeriCorps programs. So I'll have more to report in the near future, but just wanted to appreciate those four programs for their work thus far. What we hope to do is to create a sampling methodology working with Florida Department of Education, where we are able to compare the AmeriCorps intervention to a sample group of students in similar demographics, in similar schools that didn't get the AmeriCorps intervention, so that we can know what kind of impact we're having. So I hope to have more for you on that during the next call, but just keep your eyes out for that survey coming your way. Any questions about the statewide evaluation? Okay.
All right. So if there are no questions about anything that we've discussed so far, again, we thank you all for joining us today. We look forward to seeing all of you in a few weeks down in Orlando. And again, always feel free to reach out to us by email or phone if you have questions or concerns about anything going on. We are here for you.
See you in Orlando, everybody. We're going to have a great time.
Yay!
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.